July marks the 130th anniversary of the death of Billy the Kid. Like many gunslingers of the 19th century Old West, his notoriety was based partly on exaggerated accounts of his exploits. His reputation grew as his story was told and retold over the next century in novels, songs, theater, and film.
I don't want to kill you, Bill.
Well, now I sure hope you don't, Billy.
Then just move toward me.
You wouldn't shoot me in the back, Billy.
Legend says Billy the Kid shot 21 men, one for each year of his life. This 1973 film, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, is one of more than 65 movies that tell the legend of the charismatic outlaw.
I'll tell you the story of Billy the Kid, and I'll tell of the things that this young outlaw did. Way out in the West when the country was young, when the gun was your law and your law was your gun.
Folk singer Woody Guthrie tells one version of the story. Other songwriters and novelists have different ideas. The real story is as hard to come by as the kid's real name. At times, he was William H. Bonney, William McCarty, Henry McCarty, and Henry Antrim. Billy the Kid's life of crime began when he was a teenager in New Mexico, roaming the streets, hanging out with the wrong crowd, and stealing.
He flees to Arizona, where he kills his first man at the age of 17.
Mark Lee Gardner is a storyteller, musician, and scholar of the old American West. In his new book, To Hell on a Fast Horse, The Untold Story of Billy the Kid and Pat Garrett, Gardner recounts the story. He says the baby-faced outlaw did some honest work, but he made his mark stealing cattle and horses. Along the way, Billy murdered several men. Scholars say it's more like 9 rather than the 21 of legend. When he was captured by Sheriff Pat Garrett, Gardner says Billy made the most famous jailbreak in the history of the West.
He kills his 2 guards, broad daylight escape, and Pat Garrett then has to track Billy down a second time. And 130 years ago, on July 14th, around midnight, he shot him in this darkened room, and Billy's been a legend ever since.
Billy the Kid became a folk hero. The sheriff was painted as a villain. However, Mark Lee Gardner says Pat Garrett is not a bad guy.
To me, Pat Garrett was a hero, and Pat Garrett went after Billy, something that no other lawman had been willing to do. He was successful. He captured Billy the Kid twice, and he deserves to be better known and to be better appreciated as an upstanding sheriff.
The History Channel is adapting Gardner's book for a 4-hour television miniseries written by Cyrus Nauraste. He says it's an exciting and challenging project.
I think the attraction to this new book is it is a really accurate, well-researched account of these 2 fascinating characters of American legend. I think we may be attacking the story from the Garrett perspective while at the same time telling the kid's story and sort of cross-cutting back and forth between them.
The story, including the gunfire that took Billy's life, is played out on stage in a 1938 ballet written by American composer Aaron Copland. Billy the Kid is one of Copland's most widely performed pieces. The story has also inspired artists like Tom Ross, who's created more than 200 paintings on what he says is its universal theme.
There's so much murder. There's so much of midnight riding, the thundering hooves, the guns going off. These grim men dressed in boots and spurs and hats and guns. So all those horrible, horrible moments have just been fabulous in terms of inspiration for doing paintings.
One of Ross's favorite works shows Pat Garrett and 2 deputies riding along the Pecos River at night. The artist says it recalls the 3 wise men of the Christmas story.
You take that same story, you change the camel to a quarter horse, you change the turban to a Stetson, and you have the same story. 3 men, the Magi going to see the baby Jesus, they're bringing gifts of life. And for Pat Garrett and his 2 deputies riding to see the kid, they're bringing gifts of death, bullets and knives and guns.
While Billy the Kid has been pictured on screen, in books, on stage, and on canvas, the only authentic image of the young outlaw that scholars agree on, a small photograph taken sometime in late 1879 or early 1880, was sold at auction in June for $2.3 million, the most ever paid for an historic photo. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.